The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohanesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Meseches Moed Katan Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara Daf Yud Aleph on Yud Aleph says that Rav Shora Lechil Bar Ashi Lemigdal Uhari. Rav permitted Chil Bar Ashi to make nets. Rashi says it talks about nets for catching fish. On Chol Hamoed, my timer Maisa Hedyut Hu. This is a Maisa Hedyut. Aval Izli, Rashi explains, means nets to catch birds also. This is not permissible on Chol Hamoed. My time on Maisa Uman Hu, to create these type of nets is a Maisa Uman. In general, as we know, the halachos of Chol Hamoed forbid one to do malocha unless it's the Tzerech Hamoed. If one needs to do malocha, one can do a Maisa Hedyut, but not a Maisa Uman, not something which is a professional job, which requires professional expertise and application. A Maisa Hedyut, something which anybody can do, is permissible. So therefore, says the Gemara, to create nets which are used to catch fish, as Rashi understands it, this is permissible because the way these nets are made is done in an unprofessional manner, and therefore it's a Maisa Hedyut, it's permissible on Chol Hamoed. Whereas to make nets to catch birds, this requires more professional activity, and therefore it's a Maisa Uman, it's forbidden on Chol Hamoed. The Rambam seems to learn slightly differently, that the nets which are permissible, both types of nets are talking about nets which are used to catch fish, but the ones which are permissible are very basic nets made out of arova, intertwined arova, that's a Maisa Hedyut, and therefore it's permissible, but those which are made from strings which are tied together, that's a Maisa Uman. These type of nets are professional nets and are not allowed to be created on Chol Hamoed. And so Pastor the Shulchan Aruch, in Arachaim, Simon Tovkuf Memalev Sif Aleph, Mutalasis Mutsuto is dogim by Arova. One is allowed to make fish nets from Arova, from willow leaves and branches, through Maisa Hedyut, because that's very simple creation. Avaloha Arugi Michutim, but not things which are made from woven threads, because Shehu Maisa Uman, that is a professional creation, and they're not allowed to do it on Chol Hamoed. And the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Aleph, Sivkot Malef, asks the question. The Tzorach Ian, he says, Do afilu maise umen shari kin shimach shiri echol nefesh kemay tanur. As we know, it's permissible to make anything, to do any malocha which involves echol nefesh on Chol Hamoed, and even if it's considered a maise umen. More than that, we know that it's even permissible to make machshire echol nefesh, which are instruments which are used to prepare the food. To make these instruments or utensils, one's permitted to make even those on Chol Hamoed, and even if they require a Maisa Uman. In fact, the very next Gemara talks about making an oven, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Shora la'ami tanura le'migdal tanuri, le'migadal tanuri, u'l'rav ba'ispi le'migadal muhulta. The Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda allowed certain people to make ovens, even from brand new ovens on Chol Hamoed, as long as the Gemara says they're going to be able to be put to use, they'll be dry and ready for use on Chol Hamoed itself. You're allowed to actually make the ovens, even though they're a Maisa Uman. And the reason is because not only Ochol Nefesh are you allowed to prepare using malochos of Maisa Uman, but even Machshire Ochol Nefesh. If that's the case, it is permissible, as the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Tovkuf Mem, Sif Zayin, and Sif Ches, and it's permissible to make a tanur v'kirayim as long as they're going to be able to be used on Yom Tov itself. And one is able to prepare millstones for grinding wheat, also on Chol Hamoed. All these types of things one's allowed to do because they're machshiri ochol nefesh, even with a maisa uman. So why is it that our Gemara says that when it comes to making nets to catch fish, only if they're maisa hedyut are allowed to make them on Chol Hamoed, but a maisa uman is not permissible? Answer the Magen Avraham, Yesh lo medelo mikiri machshirin el dovah machshir la'achila. It's only something which is directly used to prepare the food, such as an oven or a millstone, which comes in direct contact with the food and is actively involved in the preparation of the food for eating. These type of utensils you can even make with a Maisa Uman or Chol Hamoed, just like you can make the food itself with a Maisa Uman or Chol Hamoed. a knife as well. As the Shulchan Aruch tells us, you're allowed to make Ochel HaMoed if necessary, if you don't have another one, even if it requires a Maaser Uman. Aval reshtos, but nets to catch the fish, lo mikru machshir, and that's not called a utensil which is used to prepare food. A churi means the same thing as the stage earlier. It's used to catch the fish which will then be prepared to be eaten. But to catch the fish is already a separate activity, not directly connected to preparation of the food. So to make an oven or to make a knife, these things which are used to actually prepare the food, to make them as well is permissible, even if it requires a Maaser Uman on Chol HaMoed. However, to make a net in a professional manner with a Maaser Uman on Chol HaMoed, in order to catch fish, that is not considered machshir ochel nefesh, because it involves an earlier stage of actually catching the fish, and therefore would not be permitted to be done on Chol HaMoed, and one can only do this if it involves a Maaser Hedyot. The Chora this Morgan Avram is based on the Ramban, where a lot of these halachos come from, the Ramban and Hilchos Chol HaMoed, on Moed Kotten. And then the Ramban lays down right in the beginning these principles. The Ramban says, we see that Yom Tov itself, the Torah allows Ochel Nefesh, but forbids Al Malachus. And therefore, Chazal allowed also on Chol HaMoed anything which involves Ochel Nefesh. Machshir Ochel Nefesh, you're also allowed to prepare on Yom Tov itself, on Chol HaMoed, even if it involves a Maaser Uman, unless it could have done it before Yom Tov. Yosim Shah Malachus. And it says Rambam, that's the klal of Chol HaMoed. Kol shu teruch ba'ochel nefesh atzmai mutar kedarkov afal b'shu teruch gadol. Anything which involves the actual preparation of the food itself, any malach involved, even if it requires teruch gadol, a lot of trouble and a ma'aser uman, that's permissible on Chol HaMoed. Says Rambam, v'chein machshirin, and so too, utensils which are used, kol shein krovin la'ochel nefesh atzmai, anything which is close to the food itself, also osam ka'ochel nefesh umutar afilu melechus uman. They Chazal allowed it and made it considered like the same concept of Ochel Nefesh, and therefore you're allowed to make these utensils with the Maaser Uman as well on Chol HaMoed if it's required. And that's the explanation, says the Ramban, of why it's permissible to build an oven to cook or bake on Chol HaMoed if necessary, even using a Maaser Uman, because it's Machshire Ochel Nefesh. However, anything which is not directly Ochel Nefesh, that is used to prepare something which is later used to prepare Ochel Nefesh, such as the fish net, that, lechora, the explanation would be, like the Morgan of Rome says, that's not called Machshire Ochel Nefesh, and therefore to create one using a Maaser Uman would not be permissible on Chol HaMoed. It would, lechora, appear to follow from this, that if somebody had nowadays an electric utensil, a mixer or an oven or a fridge or something like that which works on electricity, then certainly if one required it on Chol HaMoed, one could buy a new one if one didn't have one on Chol HaMoed. Again, as long as you didn't have time before Yom Tov to prepare it, because although Ochel Nefesh itself you're allowed to employ even a Malechus Uman and a Tirchu Rabbah on Chol HaMoed, even if you could have done it before Yom Tov. When it comes to Machshire Ochel Nefesh, as the Ramban says, although you're allowed to do it if you need to on Chol HaMoed, even with a Maaser Uman, however, if you could have done it before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to push it off onto Chol HaMoed. Therefore, if someone's oven broke down, or someone's mixer broke down on Chol HaMoed, one could get a woman to fix it and do a professional repair job, or buy a new one if necessary, even if it involves, create a new one, even if it involves a Maaser Uman on Chol HaMoed, because Machshir Ochel Nefesh, one can use Maaser Uman. But something in an earlier stage, one could not do. So, lechora, if one's electricity in the house broke down and is no longer available to be able to be used for the electric appliances, kitchen appliances which one has, then the chora one would not be allowed to get an uman to come in and fix the electrical system, because that will be comparable to the case of the nets to catch the fish, which is an earlier stage of preparing the food. It's not actually machshir ochel nefesh, which is something which is in an earlier stage in the preparation of food, and the chora, according to what we're saying, that will not be permissible to do with a Maaser Uman on Chol HaMoed. However, the Rambam points out that in the very same Ramban that we mentioned earlier, Ramban says that if you have a mill which is used to grind wheat, for example, and it works with a water wheel, as very often they used to have in those days, they used to build a mill next to the river, and a flowing river would turn a wheel, the water which would be flowing downstream would be used to turn a water wheel, which itself in turn would turn the millstones and grind the wheat. If the water trough was actually blocked or required repair or required actually being built in order for it to enable the water to get to the water wheel and actually move the millstones, the Ramban says that would also be permissible to do on Chol HaMoed, even if one would require a Maaser Uman to do this. And indeed the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Sif Ches, when he talks about the Heter to build millstones, Rechaim, on Chol HaMoed, adds into this, Ubainin Amas HaMayim Shel Rechaim. You can actually also build the Amas HaMayim, the water stream, you can create also on Chol HaMoed, if that stream is that, it enables the water wheel to turn, and so that the water will actually, the flowing water will actually power the mill. In that case, we see that Machshiri Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to even use a Maaser Uman to create on Chol HaMoed if you need it for the preparation of the food. That extends not only to the utensil itself, but to anything which enables the utensil to work. So just like a water wheel, a mill might require a water wheel which would require in turn a water stream to power it, that all becomes part of the makshir of this utensil, which is grinding the food. And therefore, says Rambam, that's also part of the makshir Ochel Nefesh, and it would be allowed to be built on Chol HaMoed, even using a Maaser Uman. In that case, the Chora, the same would apply to electricity. An electrical appliance used in the kitchen to produce the food, such as an oven or a mixer or a toaster or something like that, is a makshir Ochel Nefesh, and if it requires to be repaired or created on Chol HaMoed for the food which you want to eat on Chol HaMoed, you can even employ a Maaser Uman. Din, it would follow that if electricity in the house pops and you need an electrician to come in, even if it requires a Maaser Uman to fix electricity, you will be allowed to do that, because just like the Amas HaMayim is considered as part of the mill, because it's the water which is used to provide the energy to turn the mill around, so too fixing electricity is that which provides the energy which enables the electrical appliances to work. That's also called Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. That would not be comparable to the case of the fish net. The fish net is a completely separate activity. There it's not a Machshiri Ochel Nefesh at all. Machshiri Ochel Nefesh is involved in preparing the food, or anything which is part of these Machshirim which prepare the food. The nets is to use to catch the fish, which is an earlier stage. That one can't use a Maaser Uman for. But to create the Machshir Ochel Nefesh itself, or the energy supply which makes it work, such as the Amas HaMayim in the case of the Rechaim, or the electricity in the case of the electrical appliance, one would lechera be allowed to employ even a Maaser Uman in order to create or fix this on Chol HaMoed. In fact, there are a couple of other possible reasons why one might be allowed to fix the electricity on Chol HaMoed even using a Maaser Uman. One of them is that if you have a fridge or freezer with food inside it, and if you don't fix it, the food will go off, then we have a different heter entirely. We have the heter of Dovo Ha'obud. Anything which involves a potential financial loss, if you don't do a malacha now, is permitted on Chol HaMoed, as long as you didn't leave it till Chol HaMoed to do it. If it happened on Chol HaMoed and it now becomes a situation of Dovo Ha'obud, you're allowed to even use a Maaser Uman. So if you have food in the freezer or in the fridge which will go off if the electricity is not repaired, then you would anyway be allowed to call an electrician and do a Maaser Uman to fix electricity in order to avoid a Dovo Ha'obud. Interestingly, in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos of Perek Samach Vav Ha'ara Reish Lamed Beis, He quotes there that if one needed electricity in order to learn by the light of the electricity, for example, at night time, if the electricity is not working and there's no electrical bulbs and no other way to be able to learn, then it would also be permissible to use a Maaser Uman to fix it, because anything, if a person can't learn, then that itself is a Dovah Ovud, that he can't learn now, and one will never be able to make up this lost time. And therefore that would be another heter to allow one to fix electricity with a Maaser Uman, as long as one didn't have the opportunity to do it before Yom Tov. But at any rate, even without these two heterim of Dovah Ovud on the food, or Dovah Ovud because of the lack of light to enable one to learn Torah, one would very possibly be allowed to fix electricity with a Maaser Uman, as we said earlier, if the electricity is required to make the electrical appliance in the kitchen work. Since they are Makshir Eichel Nefesh, the electricity is part of the Makshir Eichel Nefesh, and therefore one can use a Maaser Uman to fix that on Chol HaMoed as well. Just as an interesting addition to all of this, what happens if one needs to fix a tap in the kitchen? Well, if the tap is leaking, then the water is going to waste. Again, that's a Dovah Ovud, because you have to pay for the water which is going to waste. You'd be allowed to employ a Maaser Uman to fix the tap or replace it. But even if it wasn't leaking, if you require the tap in order to drink water or to prepare food, then if the tap itself is a Makshir Eichel Nefesh, and you would be able to use a Maaser Uman to fix this tap on Chol HaMoed. What happens though if you have another tap in the same apartment from which you can take water if necessary? Well, in the case of the Mevakshi Torah, Simon Kuvov, they quote B'Shem Rebbe Eliashiv that even though you have other taps around the house, you would still be allowed to use a Maaser Uman to fix this particular tap in the kitchen. Because you're not expected to go from room to collect water for your drinking or for your cooking. However, in Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa there in Perek Samach Vos, Sifut Dalet, and also quoted in Shulchan Shlomo of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and Elchus Chol HaMoed, he says there that if you have another tap available in the house, it would be difficult to allow one to use a Maaser Uman to fix the tap in the kitchen, since you can get water from any of the other taps in the house. Nonetheless, as from Shlomo Zalman, if the only tap available is in the bath, and you're particularly finicky and not used to taking water from the bath tap in order to drink or for cooking, then to fix the tap in the kitchen would certainly be considered as Makshir Eichel Nefesh, and even if Shlomo Zalman would agree that you would be allowed to employ a Maaser Uman to fix the kitchen tap in order to be able to use it for Eichel Nefesh or Chol HaMoed.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.